It's a family thing. They can all sing.
Shh. Sit down.
Ooh.
Ow. Yeah, you know, not so smooth hitting yourself in the forehead with the neck of the guitar. Yeah, you got the smooth part down for playing, but then...
You don't use a pick?
No. Why, if I had one?
Why has he got... Do I have a booger?
No.
Oh. Just checking.
But you need a pick. Need he a has pick? A pick. Brad bought another one.
Yeah, I got a pick somewhere.
Did you give it to Tim?
No. I can give it to Tim.
And you can hear yourself.
Need to put those on so you can hear yourself. Scoot up to the microphone there. Don't turn your glass over, please. This is a lot of expensive equipment. I don't think you can afford to replace it.
I think you're right.
All right. Can you hear me?
I can.
Good.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Good. All right, everybody. Well, we have Adam with us again. Remember Adam from last year?
No, that was 3 years ago.
Remember Adam from 3 years ago? Speaking of that, by the way, I did some calculations today.
Yes.
I did some figuring and some counting up. And not counting the Sunday shows, which we actually didn't record.
Yes.
They were just sermons that we passed on. Mm-hmm. We are quickly approaching our 1,000th show.
Seriously.
1,000th show. Thank you very much. Yeah, well, thank y'all. Y'all, you're very sweet. 1,000th show. Yeah, April. I couldn't get it exact mm-hmm. without physically counting one, you know, yeah. like 900 and some odd shows. But we were numbered them for a while. I took out the Sundays and then I added 5 shows a week since the time we stopped counting and all this kind of stuff and did some, you know, calculations. And at or around August the 1st will be our 1,000th show.
Huh, cool.
So
that's a lot of talking. Brad talks a lot.
So he thought I would try to get Charlie to join us for that show.
I think that'd be a good idea.
And we will try to make a celebration of it. Okay. Remember what we did for the 100th show?
Yeah.
Lame-o.
Oh boy.
Okay. Well, we'll try to make this one just as lame and just as fun.
Okay.
Meanwhile, we have diapers in the freaking parking lot.
Yeah, what's that about? Are you going to start the show, or is this
yes,
just...
Yes, okay. I was announcing.
Okay.
That was just about to hit the button, then you jumped in.
Oh, sorry. Timing's all off.
You got to get your timing down.
Whew, I got to get with it.
So this is going to be a rant. If you're not in the mood for a rant or don't need more frustration in your life, then you might want to listen to something calm and soothing like New Age music. But if you want to hear me talk about diapers in the freaking parking lot, then stay tuned.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad and bass sound. I got 2 blind squirrels in the morning, 2 blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, 2 blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, all right, all right. And today we're going to talk about diapers in the freaking parking lot. And other assorted goodies. So, there you have it.
2 blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Race is done.
Yeah.
I'm declaring it done. Okay? We are slowly crawling back into the ocean if you believe in evolution. Otherwise, the end is nigh.
Yeah.
We have reached our pinnacle of society, and now we are driving it straight into a brick wall.
Okay. What you got?
I got out of my car
uh-huh.
the other day. Uh-huh. I was having a good day. Yeah. Things were going well.
Yeah.
It was, I was back from vacation and I was really looking forward to getting back to work and everything was good.
Yeah.
You know, and as we get back to normal, I was, my wife, oh, my beautiful wife, and I missed her and everything, and everything's going really well, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I step out of my car and I step on a diaper.
Ew, nasty. Ouch.
A diaper. No, now, fun. This wasn't a diaper that fell out of someone's bag by accident as they were preparing to get them and their young one into their safely modified vehicle.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, like a clean diaper that had fallen out of the bag, you know, while they were maybe trying to... No, this was a diaper that had been soiled with human feces and left as a present for me.
To step in.
To step in.
And for people to drive over. How disgusting is that?
So, yeah, it doesn't end there.
Splattered
so before
poop.
I can even get to this
Swish
podcast,
poop.
Before I can even get to this podcast to tell
Road
you about
poop.
My experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
I pull into Walmart, which is, of course, the pinnacle of human society anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That is where all culture and the best in human culture comes out in people.
Yes.
It just brings it out.
Yeah.
I pull in there.
Turns me into a snob. I
pull into a park. I pull into a parking place, and when I pull into this parking place, somebody had left their cart in the parking place. You know that thinking of me, knowing I was going to need a cart anyway.
Right.
Right.
They thought I'll leave it for them.
I'll leave this cart here, right in the middle of this parking place on a busy Saturday, so that you know the next person that comes along won't have to hunt for one.
Right. Isn't that nice of them?
Yes. So I'm pulling in this parking place trying to avoid the cart and thinking to myself, I better go get that cart because, and I got to leave enough room to get the cart out because otherwise it's going to be pinned in with four cars.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pulling into that. So I get out of my car to walk around to get the cart. And what did I run over while I was watching the cart?
Why?
A soiled diaper with human feces. People, you should not have young, okay? You need to be neutered. If you've left a diaper in a parking lot, file into your nearest clinic and send the bill to me. So don't have any more young'uns, okay?
Two diapers and two parking lots?
Two separate diapers, two separate parking lots. But this one managed to get human feces all over my tire.
Ooh.
So then, not only did I have to know about it, I had to smell it.
Did you get the cart?
What's up with the cart? Yes, I got the cart.
Did you run over any cans on the way there? Because, you know, it gets me. When What's you go that? To get out of your car, and people, if you ever do this, Adam, I will personally kick your tush. They like, open their door and set the bottle or whatever they're drinking in the parking lot, like on the yellow line of the parking spot, and then drive away because they're too lazy to put it in the trash.
I'm irritated already. Don't push me.
I'll fight.
And by the way,
so did you run
if
over
you ever can? Use a diaper and put your human feces in it, or have a child, better yet, and put its human feces in it, and then you take it off, take it to a trash can, put it back in your car, hang it from your mirror for all I care. Don't leave it in the parking lot! It was 9,000 degrees in this parking lot. It was black, you know, muck.
That poop is cooking.
It's cooked poop.
Oh, man.
The humidity was like 97.4. Okay, I mean, it was... So not only did I have human poop on my tire, it was cooked poop. It was tar. It was human feces tar. There's no way to get that off.
No,
you can't just like drive home and hope it flies off.
No, it's going to get right down
no,
in those
you gotta, you
in
gotta,
the grooves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to actually get to the power washing machine at your local car washing. You know, just call CPS. The next time if I ever catch someone
putting
a diaper in a parking lot, I'm calling CPS. I'm calling CPS and reporting that person for child abuse. Not because leaving the diaper in the parking lot is child abuse, but because anybody stupid enough to leave a diaper in a parking lot has got to be bumping the kid's head on something as they're getting out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
They are humanly. They do not have
thinking of the preciousness of others.
They're so wrapped up in themselves.
They don't care about anybody else.
The best option in any scenario is never to leave your feces in a public place.
Yeah, always a good option. That's not the golden rule. Love your neighbor as yourself. Would you want to run over a poopy diaper?
No.
Okay, then. There you have it.
People do a lot of weird things. I've been to some public restrooms, mm-hmm. and people do some weird stuff with their feces, okay? people got some mental issues, all right?
Don't tell me about it.
But that bothers me. That bothers me, and I'm not going to talk about it on this show.
Right.
But it doesn't bother me as much as thinking about someone with a little innocent baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
And doing something disgusting with their poop. Because listen, let me tell you something. Wiping your poop on the wall in the bathroom is not as disgusting.
That's your own poop.
It's not as disgusting as leaving your child's poop in a public place for others to run over with their car or just get rid of, pick up. I mean, what was going on in their head? Somebody would come along and pick this up and throw it away for me? Or did they even have a thought at all?
They didn't want the smell in their car.
Of a thought ever even enter or get anywhere near their head?
No, because they just wanted the smell out of their car. They didn't care.
Well, I have a solution for them.
What's that?
Turn the baby in. That is a better solution than leaving the baby's poop for me to run over.
Okay.
Just give me the baby.
No.
I don't mind.
No. Giving us babies. No. Because giving you a baby means giving me a baby, and I don't want any more babies. I got plenty.
A flaw in my plan has been discovered.
I don't want any more. I got enough.
Well, we can take the baby to a responsible place and have responsible people look after it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
That's what
fine.
I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying leave the baby in the parking lot. I need to make this clear because obviously people who are leaving the diapers in the parking lot are not doing a lot of thinking. So don't leave the baby in the parking lot, okay? Just bring the baby to someone responsible. That's all you have to do. Walk up to any male or female over the age of 21, look in their eyes, see if a light is on, and hand them your baby. Because you, whoever you are who has done this, if you're listening to me now, I hate you.
Harsh.
Now, this is proof, okay, of the highest form of evil possessing human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the devil's work.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know it's the devil's work because it's causing me to stumble. It's causing hate in my heart. It is bringing out hatred. And this is what the devil does. He breeds this stuff,
yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, so this is actual the devil working in others, in stupid human beings, okay, to facilitate evil within myself,
yes.
A good Christian person who is intelligent and smart,
mm-hmm.
okay? So you see the genius involved in this?
Oh,
do you see what's going on here with this?
I know. He's very cunning, isn't he?
It's idiotic. It's stupid. It's rude. Oh, and on top of everything else,
mm-hmm.
on the diaper itself
mm-hmm.
was John Deere. It had little John Deere's printed on the diaper.
So you knew it was the boy diaper?
I thought about actually taking it and having it tested, right? And doing a DNA search and finding the parents just so I could hit them. I would pay the $200 or whatever it was just to find them and beat the tar out of them, okay?
Just beat them with the diaper.
Run them over. Oh, beat them with a diaper. I like that. You're thinking good there. Okay. I'm not throwing poop at them.
Why?
I'm not sinking to their level. Beating them with a diaper is okay. I'm not throwing poop.
How is that okay?
That's different.
It's the same thing.
Because when I'm beating them with a diaper, I can preach at them too. Don't ever leave your diaper in the parking lot. You know what I'm saying?
I can throw poop and preach.
You can what?
Throw poop and preach.
How do you know this? How do you know you have this talent?
You just know
this,
you can?
This bothers me about you, sir.
That's disgusting.
I think I'm done. I think I got it all out. Let me check. John Deere? I said the John Deere part.
Mm-hmm. You okay?
It's giving country people a bad name.
It is.
I mean, if it said, The only thing that's been worse on it was if it said, like, you know, I belong to Bubba or something, you know. I mean, I'm Bubba's boy, you know, or something like that. You know, that would have been worse, but okay. I think I've purged myself of the, it's been festering within me.
Okay.
Much like that poop was festering in the diaper in the 100 degree temperature of the parking lot with the black.
You sure?
You know what else? These people aren't feeding their babies. You know what I can tell from this diaper being on and the poop being on my tire? These people aren't feeding these babies properly.
It's not good fiber food.
No,
it's
that like was not a good. That was
nasty.
That was not a proper baby formula poop. There.
No,
that was a nasty.
That was not a high fiber poop.
No, chew on this brisket. That's what that was. Mm-hmm. That was
chew on this chicken leg here. Let all the grease run into your diaper.
Not a.
That's what it was.
Ew.
Now wait a minute. You're going to talk about diapers and not that. I mean, I am the one who has changed a bazillion diapers. Okay.
Well, let me ask you a question then. Mm-hmm. If you've changed a bazillion, and I don't think that's a proper number, diapers, have you ever left a diaper in a parking lot?
No, I have not.
Okay. Have you ever left a diaper anywhere besides the trash can?
No.
Okay. That's all you got to say.
Well, I put it back in my bag and take it home with me and throw it.
But that's not leaving it, though.
No.
I said leaving it.
I've never left it unless it was
you either
the
leave
trash.
It in a trash can or you take it with you.
Right. And I always put my cart in the cart corral because that's where they belong.
So I propose. I agree. That was a side note of the story, but I agree. Now, so because we cannot legislate the neutering of human beings. And because we cannot, literally call CPS and do DNA tests on every diaper that is found in a parking lot, I do suggest that we do form legislation to do away with paper diapers.
Seriously?
Yes.
What are you going to go with?
Disposable diapers. Oh, I'm saying we go back to cloth.
Oh, I will be marching in the revolt for that one. Oh, yeah. I'm in.
You're in? You want to go back to cloth?
I'm revolting. No.
Why not?
I know it's a lot of extra work.
You know what a pain those are to clean?
I don't think you're very environmentally friendly.
They're not environmentally
They're
friendly.
They're not at all. But
I can testify to that.
If you had to change diapers every day and wash them, wouldn't care.
But here's the thing.
People did it before and
but
they
here's
didn't
the
mind.
Thing. We as a human race have proved we can't handle the disposable diaper. It is not something that we are ready for yet, evidently. Yeah. Or we were ready for it at a certain time, and now we've gone past the stage of being ready for it, and we have devolved into something that cannot handle it.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I'm not going back to cloth diapers. Sorry.
Well, I'm not
ready
asking
for,
you to wear them.
I'm ready for disposable diapers. I throw them away. I'm responsible enough for them.
Well, maybe you should have to have a license to buy disposable diapers. If you don't have a license, and you know you go and you take
but you
the
know
test.
That if you go, in, listen, if you go
you take
with
the
cloth
test,
diapers,
and it's one question, it's a multiple choice. You have just taken the diaper off your child.
Because if you put a cloth diaper in your
what
child,
do
then
you do?
You're putting safety pins in the hands of stupid people, which
is
worse than pinning their child's leg to the diaper or cloth or
so bloody
disposable diapers.
Bloody cloth diapers
or
are
killing
poopy.
The world.
Killing the world?
It's not killing the world. It's just
the world
they
will be
take
fine.
Like
it's us, I'm worried
they take
about.
Like forever to biodegrade.
The world will be fine. It's the human beings we have to worry about.
Yeah.
The world will be here long after we've like
destroyed
pooped
it.
Ourselves into oblivion. Okay. we can cover the entire world with diapers. And the world will still be there, just be covered with diapers. We, on the other hand, will have to drive over them.
That's no fun. We already know that.
We've established that.
So take your diapers and put it in the trash can!
Alrighty then.
There, I've said it. It's good. Okay, we're done. I looked for a scriptural verse.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no scripture verse that said, put your freaking diapers in the trash can. Thus saith the Lord. But there were plenty about being courteous and preciousness of others.
Love your
do
neighbor.
Unto others as you have them do to you. Mm-hmm. So unless you want people putting, you know, diapers in your driveway, which I know happens too. Because I've seen used diapers in driveways.
Yes.
Irregardless of that. Not even a word. Regardless of that. Put your used diapers in the trash. Now, you don't have to put the new diapers in the trash can.
No.
Okay, I'm not saying that. I'm saying put the used diapers in the trash can. You have to be clear about this. These people aren't very smart. Used diapers, trash can. Okay?
Okay.
Are we all set?
We're good.
We're good? Clear. Adam, did you get that?
I got it.
You got it? Are you sure?
No throwing poopy diapers.
Okay. No point. No throwing poopy diapers.
In the parking lot.
Very good. Where do you use the poopy diapers go?
Trash can.
Okay, that is a 16-year-old, okay?
Almost now, 17.
Surely an adult with a child can handle this disposal concept. Problem. What?
Concept.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, that's good to know. You got that out. You feel better?
Yes. Tomorrow, we will talk because Dr. Cheese has a problem with you.
Dr. Cheese?
Ooh. Dr. Cheese has a problem with you. And Adam has a phone call. But Dr. Cheese.
With me?
Has a problem with you.
What's wrong with me? I didn't do anything.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Okay.
It's what's known as a cliffhanger. John Wilkerson taught me that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We never found out what happened to his toilet.
No.
All right. Vayos con Dios, everybody.
Vayos con Dios.
See ya.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.